On a clear autumn morning, the once grand buildings along Pulaski's West Main Street are showing their age in the bright sunlight. Now there's an art center, a pawn shop, and the historic Pulaski Theater, which opened in 1911 to host vaudeville acts and silent movies.
No mics or anything. The place is built like a huge megaphone.
Jessica McKinney works for the town. She tells me her parents first met in the Pulaski Theater. She's optimistic that arts and entertainment can help transform this town.
Bringing in new generations, young professionals, and a theater, especially historic theater, is such a vibrant part of getting a downtown kicked off.
Pulaski was once a prosperous industrial and railroad town, but like so many places, as times changed, it lost jobs and people, and its stately old houses fell into disrepair. But the area also has more permanent assets.
Pulaski is such a beautiful town, nestled up against the mountains. We have rivers, we have creeks, we have a lake. There's so much stuff to do here, and you know, just people don't know about it. It's like a little gem that's waiting to be discovered again.
I could see right and wrong. I could see good nor bad.
Actress Emily Walter and producer actress Robin Brooke are rehearsing for this weekend's performances of the play Always Patsy Cline. Brooke lived in Florida, but visited Pulaski every year to enjoy the changing seasons and friends who live here.
I fell in love with this town, the houses, the vibe of this town. And they'd say, well, there's not a lot going on. But I saw what it was, and I felt what it would be. And it haunted me.
Each time she visited, she kept asking people, hey, what's going on with that old theater? Ever since it reopened in 2009, it's been hosting movie nights and bands, but no live theater. But with those amazing acoustics and the feeling that this grand old theater needed her, Brooke says she just felt drawn here to do something more with it.
That's the only way I can put it. And my friends would say, when I would say, I'm going to put theater in that theater, and they'd say, mm-hmm. And then the day I called them and said, I bought a house in Pulaski. They were like, what?
A 1929 colonial with the original boiler and a bad roof. And she's not the only one. This town is full of magnificent homes with great bones, many in foreclosure, like Brooks, and there's been a recent uptick in sales. Nicole Hare is Pulaski's deputy town manager and a cheerleader for what's great about the place that helped her attract nearly $700,000 from the state to revitalize the downtown.
Call me. I'll take you on a tour of buildings if you want to see a building of any sort.
A new restaurant recently opened, and she says another's on the way. There's a new boutique hotel and a schedule full of arts festivals, food truck Fridays, and Iron Chef competitions, and plenty of parking, but
you know, we're our biggest critics, and so just asking for patience. It's coming, the change is coming, and it just takes time. Just please hang in there with us and celebrate our successes.
Good morning,
people here say producer Robin Brooke is a force of nature, and she says she's determined to go on with more shows.
So I'm bringing in a lot of my friends and my world here in the beginning, but we want to find out more of this region and this area. We are in Pulaski, but we want to incorporate all of the New River Valley, the talents, the audience, everybody coming together, which will help this town too.
When the hell did I ever cut that record?
In Pulaski, I'm Robbie Harris.